These are the intercessions and prayers for the midweek service to be held on the 13th of May 2021. Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. Strengthen all your church in the service of Christ, that those who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. We pray for those involved in leading our church and our fellowship in Purley, for our clergy and all our leaders and preachers, and we bring before you especially Doug, Lisa, Steve and Simon. Lord, we've been studying the Gospel of Luke, and today we reach the ascension of our Lord to heaven. Lord, may we who believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who have ascended into heaven, so too may we in our heart and mind may also ascend and dwell with him in heaven and take our share in your promise of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless and guide Elizabeth, our Queen, and give wisdom to all in authority, and direct this and every nation in the ways of justice and of peace, that men may honour one another and seek the common good. Lord, we've been asked to pray for our nation at this time, and Lord, may we work in unity and respect for each other and share the resources we have with those who have little to control this virus. We pray for our leaders and government. Given the difficult situation in our country, bless all our leaders with wisdom, honesty, insight, and a concern for the common good. And we pray for continued collaboration in our government of all parties. Lord, we also bring before you the COVID epidemic that is prevalent in our country and around the world at this time. We give thanks that in many areas our normal way of life in this country is slowly returning. But we bring before you those nations where there are still concerns, such as India and Brazil. And may we all be vigilant, and may we all be aware and obedient to the advice given to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give grace to us, our families and friends, and to all our neighbours, that we may serve Christ in one another and love as he loves us. Lord, we pray for all those who are fearful of the times we live in, who face despair of what the future may bring, or still have concerns about their work and their safety when mixing with others, friends and family at home. May your love shine into all our lives, and may we all take confidence that we are not alone. And Lord, this week we bring before you the organisation Christian Aid and all the work that they do for helping to provide people in parts of the world with clean water and assistance in providing materials which we take for granted. May we play our part in supporting this work and possibly provide support in the fundraising. And Lord, may all these countries be blessed with enough rain for their crops, and may they bear the fruits of the field for their families. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind or spirit. Tend the sick, give rest to the weary, sustain the dying and calm the suffering, and pity the distressed, all for your love's sake. And Lord Jesus, in a moment of quiet, we bring before you all those who are known among our families and friends who are in need of prayer at this time. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Gracious God, we remember those who have died, and in particular, we bring before you Betty Smith, who was an example to us all of a person who showed the love of Christ in her life and in all she did and met. Surround us and all who mourn with your strong compassion, and be gentle with us in our grief, and protect us from despair, and give us grace to persevere and face the future with hope in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And rejoicing in the fellowship of all your saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your love, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.